At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
I'm very thankful that I get to go to all these 49ers games with my job and the Rush road trips and all those things. Come party with us if you haven't yet. But one of my favorite things to do whenever I walk into a stadium, whether home or away or training camp practice, whatever, like wherever 49ers fans are, is to just take like a poll. It's not scientific. I don't keep count. Who is the most worn jersey amongst 49ers fans? Now, in recent years, that's changed to number 23, Christian McCaffrey, for sure. But we've been doing this show for 8.5 years. And I think the most common answer has always been number 85, George Kittle. Like, he is the guy, even way back in 2018, you know, 2019, before the great Super Bowl run, which, you know, didn't finish, but whatever. It's number 85. He has always been just the cultural trendsetter, fan favorite. Dude's made for television, right? Right? And I mean, I'm sure whenever the NFL is done, he's going to be on WWE doing something. I mean, he's just too entertaining, too positive, too whatever. He's just incredible. By far one of my favorite players. And, you know, if this whole, he's who I want to get a Super Bowl the most out of everybody. Yeah, I know Trent Williams, and I love Trent, but he hasn't always been a Niners guy. And CMC, you know, took him a while to get here. Fred Warner would probably be number two. But number one for me, George Kittle. I just love him. And his wife's incredible, and his father, and his mom. Like, everything about this dude is just electric. And, yeah, funny, positive, all those things. Now, shout out to my man Josh, executive producer of today's show. He comes in number 6 on our roster countdown for 2024. Now, last year was 7. 2022 was number 5. So 5, 6, 7 the last 3 years. just a stud. And it's at a position, tight end, that is seen as a secondary value position. It really, really is, whether it's the draft or salary cap or free agency or whatever. Tight end is, it's a position, but it's not a premium spot at all. But Kittle has turned it into that. 6'4", 250 pounds, big old dude, 33 and an eighth inch arms, 30 years old, getting long in the tooth, ran a 4.5 240. Quick. Going into his eighth season, he's played for a while now. Now listen to Kyle Shanahan talk about kind of the evolution of George Kittle's personality since he joined the 49ers.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's when he first got here, it was funny because we turned on our film and show cut-ups and stuff, and he had absolutely no swag. His hair didn't show out, his helmet, the way he wore his socks, his wristbands, his gloves. 85 just didn't look quite the same. And then you watch him the next year when he's breaking records, and he wears his socks much cooler, his gloves, everything. He's definitely a different swagger. He was a little more quiet at first. He's always been George, but he was a lot more quiet back then, and that broke out a lot the second year. But he's been great. He's always upbeat. He's always the same. Probably the most positive guy we have on our team. You know, I get on him for that sometimes. It's not everything is perfect, but that's how he lives his life, and that's why everyone likes having him around.
Sometimes everything is perfect, Kyle. It's just the way it is. Now, went to Norman High School down in Norman, Oklahoma, right outside of OU territory, the Tigers. Was a two-star recruit, went to Iowa, where his dad played at Iowa as well. His father, Bruce, he was on the 1982 Rose Bowl team that Iowa went to. He was a co-captain. I mean, it just permeates everything that is in the being of George Kittle. It's just what it is. Kittle earned two varsity letters. He played tight end, wide receiver, linebacker, and defensive back. He was fast, obviously. Team reached the playoffs junior, senior year. He was a team captain, Dean's List, all those different things. He was awesome. Goes to Iowa, was a blocking tight end mostly, but academic all Big Ten, 2013, 2014, 2015, incredible. He's just a stud, and he gets drafted. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but in 2019 with the Niners, he was the recipient of the 49ers Lynn Eshmont Award. That's somebody that exemplifies the inspirational, courageous play of Lynn Eshmont, who was original member of the original 49ers team, 1946, just so you know. That will be a trivia question at most of our events. When did the 49ers start? 1946. Married Claire Kittle, who is becoming a celebrity in her own right. I've had the pleasure of meeting her a few times, and her family. Just awesome people. Just great people that want to enjoy the experience and have fun and be around the community, and just great, great, great people. Now, let's look at his career, okay? Because you step back, and I do this all the time in the offseason whenever we rank like the best number 20 of all time 49ers. And I go through their biography, right? And I look at, okay, you always start with the All-Pros, Pro Bowls, you know, how many games played, longevity, records, blah, 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 right? This dude's got it. Two-team first All-Pro 2019-2023. Two-time second-team All-Pro 2018-2022. And five-time Pro Bowler 18, 19, 21, 22, 23. The only time he didn't get it was 2020 whenever he had that injury. So you're talking about somebody that has been the best, first or second best in the NFL at his position since he showed up. Period. That's just all there is to it. He's that damn good. Now, Pro Football Reference does a Hall of Fame rating, and this is the conversation that George Kittle is at. He has a 37.6 rating, all right? What does that mean? Well, he's just ahead of, he's the leader of all-time, you know, score for 49ers. He's ahead of Brent Jones. Brent Jones has a 36.8. Kittle's at 37.6. Vernon Davis, 32.1. Kittle, 37.6. So he's past those guys. He's already the greatest tight end in 49ers history. I'm sure some old hats would disagree, but this is Pro Football Reference. They use analytics, whatever. He's behind guys like Jay Novacek, 37.9. Novacek gets a big bounce because he had those three Super Bowl wins. Greg Olsen, 43.9, played in a long time. The lowest tight end that made the Hall of Fame was Charlie Sanders with a 61.5. Kittle's at a 37.6. If Kittle could go out there, put up one or two more all-pro seasons and get a ring, like, that's key. A Super Bowl champion is so key to making the Hall of Fame. It's very, very important. So if he could get, you know, two more all-pros, one Super Bowl, I think he's in. The personality is going to bump him up there in the sports writer's world. That's just the way it is. Hey, he's the heart and soul of the football team. You can't explain the tight end position for the past 10 years in the NFL without bringing up George Kittle's name. And I think that's paramount whenever you're talking Hall of Fame. But I think he's not there yet, but the trajectory says if he continues on this mark, I think he'll be there. Now, he's close to that 10-year mark. He's 2 years shy of being an all-decade 49ers player. The problem is, next year is his last year. So, he'll be... That's the issue. So, he signed for 2024. He signed for 2025. He'd have to play one more year after that. His contract ends there. He'll be 32 years old. Injuries are there, obviously, with how he plays. He's got huge void year contract, dead money. I don't know how he gets to that all-decade mark, but gosh, I hope he does. Ugh, so important to me. Career earnings, $39.9 million. Love it. And was injured last year. Turns out, you know, just got his core muscle surgery done in the offseason, dropped weight, added it all back on. But, you know, we didn't know anything really about this. So they asked Kittle, man, when did you get injured?
Quite a while. I'd say like kind of like week 9, 10, you know, we took some MRIs of it and some stuff didn't show up. So like, we weren't really entirely sure what we were dealing with until I got the surgery. So that was a tough one. Like, so we tried to, you know, figure it out, but, just things weren't popping up on the scans. And so, just something that we were playing through probably for like 10 weeks.
That's the NFL 100% injury rate. But whenever you play as much contact with these defensive ends every single play like Kittle does, it's going to hurt. Plus, you got to outrun safeties and corners and linebackers out there in the passing game. It's just, he's such a hybrid at what he does. Had the only tight end in the NFL to have over 1,000 receiving yards last year. And, by the way, he's one of the best pass blockers, run blockers in the NFL, regardless of position. Played 646 inline snaps last year. Dude's down there with the beasts. It's just what it is. Postseason wasn't the best. 8 receptions on 12 targets. That's not great on those 3 games. Super Bowl, got injured the shoulder, had to go in, get the injection, went back out there and played, but it was hard. And whenever, you know, Debo had his worst game, I don't think Kittle had his worst game, but not effective in the passing game. It was just not ideal. So excited to see what Kittle brings this year. Now you go back to the draft, and this is interesting because he was the first draft of 49ers players back in 2017. They took him in the 5th round. This was the start of the 5th round gems, right? He went 146 overall, same round and draft as Trent Taylor and Eric Saubert, all on the team now. We'll see how long that lasts, with cutdowns and everything. Now, the only players of that entire draft, and yeah, this was the Solomon Thomas draft. Yeah, we missed there. Reuben Foster draft. We missed there. I get it. The only players in the entire 2017 draft with 2 or more All-Pros, TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Budda Baker, George Kittle. There's only 6. And 5 of those 6 were drafted in the 1st or 2nd round. Kittle's the only one. He was drafted in the 5th round. He is an anomaly. Absolute anomaly for where he was drafted, where he was, what he's done. Just showed up. It has just been incredible. Over 6,000 receiving yards, 37 touchdowns in his career. Incredible. Last year, you know, the only tight end to go over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, had 65 receptions, 42 of which went for first downs. He's just great. The missed games, that's a lot. And that's always going to be on the mind with George Kittle is, man, he plays so violent and gets tackled so often, injuries are going to come. It's just what it is. 2017, missed 1 game. 2019, 2 games. 2020, 8 games. 2021, 6 games. 2022, 2 games. 2023, he played through all of them, but then had the offseason surgery. So, it's kind of just the way that it goes. What's in line this year? Why not more of the same? There's no reason why it should change. It's not like he looks like he's losing a step out there. A lot of breakaway plays that continue to happen. So, you know, you're putting that, you just look at what he did last year, 65 receptions, 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns. I'd say, man, probably 58 receptions, 900 yards, 5 touchdowns. That would be the over-under. And I could see the touchdowns jumping up, to be honest with you. He's awesome, man. I absolutely love George Kittle. Comes in number 6 on our list, and I just really hope there's a way we can get him for year 10. It's important. If you've been in the Niners locker room, there's the all-decade Niners, just a shrine of people that just embody what it means, the longevity of being a 49er. George Kittle is him. I hope that he gets there. I hope he gets that ring. Fan favorite. George, you're the best. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down. We are back, baby. Year 6 with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about MyBookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show. And trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard. Every week in September, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
One of the things that I love about Fred Warner the most is whenever he came into the league, he was him, and it hasn't changed. This guy has missed 2 football games. in 6 years. He's going into year seven. He has three All Pros. He's got three Pro Bowls, and he has become the absolute standard for excellence for the 49ers. Now, he comes in number five on this list, and I understand. If people want to argue that Fred should be higher, I cannot disagree with you. This roster is stacked. And if you look at the last 3 years that we've done this roster countdown, in 2022, Fred Warner was sixth. In 2023, Fred Warner was fifth. In 2024, Fred Warner was fifth again. His highest vote, you know, we had four polls, was three. His lowest was five. He comes in at five. He's unbelievable. He's completely redefined the NFL linebacker position for off-the-ball linebackers. He changed it. If you can't cover, you are not at the same position as Fred Warner. He changed everything. And there's always been great run stuffers and thumpers and whatever, which Fred can do with the best of them. Just ask Najee Harris. But the coverage and the fact that he can show blitz in the A-gap 1 yard off the line of scrimmage, you know, right on top of the ball at the snap, then bounce in coverage and cover C.D. Lamb on a seam route and get a pass breakup in the playoffs. Like, it doesn't make sense how good Fred Warner is, and this linebacker position will never be the same because of him. There is before Fred Warner and there is post Fred Warner. Absolutely incredible player and by far one of the best personalities on the team, one of the best characters on the team. Obviously, you got the Warner house. I mean, just excellence in every way, shape, and form. Shout out to my man Josh, executive producer of today's show. He wears jersey number 54. Didn't whenever he first started, was 48, then switched to 54. 6'3", 230. Big dude. We had the privilege of having him out to our draft party at the 49ers Rush Road Trip. 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Come party with us this year. And, man, he out in Vegas. It was incredible. Dude came out. Was just a blast. Way bigger than I thought he is. You know, obviously, I coached for a long time and stuff. I've been around NFL players. Warner's huge. That is a big, big man. And, you know, shows up in flip-flops and cut-off shorts at a party in Vegas. Just perfect. And, you know, whenever you're working with these players, sometimes it's very obvious the ones that are there for money or whatever. And I get it. It's a business. Fred Warner finished his obligations as far as, you know, the contractual whatever with his agent and literally asked, hey, do you mind if I just hang out for a little bit? Yes, Fred Warner. You can hang out for a little bit. Participated in some of the raffles and giveaways that we did. Was talking, just chatted up with my son. I don't even know if he knew who my son was. It was incredible. Just such a man that understands his role, but it hasn't gotten to him. You know what I mean? Like, he is still, he's just a big kid that loves football and loves the community and positivity, and that's all that he brings. Best thing about him is he's only 27 years old. He's going into his seventh season. His birthday's November 19th, so he will turn 28 halfway through this year. But it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Fred Warner can play for the 49ers another 5 or 6 years. That's definitely hoping, and you're hoping the speed doesn't drop off and all those things. He ran a 4.6. 440-yard dash. So it's not like he had elite speed. It's good speed. But he doesn't win with pure speed. He wins with instincts. He wins with just being completely relentless, being in incredible shape every single game, doesn't get tired, plays all the snaps, and only missed two games his whole career. Crazy going into his seventh season. He's a San Marcos, California kid, you know, just outside of Carlsbad in Southern California. Went to Mission Hills High School. Then went to BYU, was there for 4 years, exercise and wellness. He's well-versed in what's going on there. And, you know, his parents, Laura and Fred Warner, they had two sons and one daughter. He's half Mexican-American on his mother's side, half African-American and Panamanian on his father's side. And, you know, one of the coolest things was him leading the 49ers out of the tunnel at the Mexico game, which we were at, and was just so cool. He comes out with the Mexican flag. You know, his Mexican heritage is important to him. And, you know, to be able to witness that was crazy. The crowd went nuts. The only time the crowd got louder is when they showed Jimmy G's face. All the girls in the state went nuts. But anyway, I digress. You know, his brother played at BYU as well, and actually was on the practice squad for the Bucks for a little while and the Rams. He's now out of the NFL, his brother Troy, but athletic family, no doubt about it. Was first team All-California back in high school, Fred was, and funny story, BYU coaches found out about him after a BYU fan and family friend sent Warner's highlight tape to the coaches. That's how they found out about him. And not only did they get Fred Warner, but they also got Troy from that as well. He's just, even since he showed up at BYU, he was on the Bednarik and Butkus Awards watch list, a Warfel Trophy and the AFCA Good Works Team nominee, on and off the field, nothing but excellence ever since he started playing. Led BYU in tackles in back-to-back years, was voted Most Valuable Player Award and the team captain at the BYU banquet, three-year starter for him. I mean, he was just crazy. Now, once he goes to the NFL, guess what? Same thing. Started day one. This guy has started every single game that he has played in the NFL. It just showed up, 98 games played, 98 games started. And so to show up day one and be that guy, now I do understand the 49ers were a really bad team in 2018, but Fred Warner's the reason why it changed. He changed all of that. He's the first NFL rookie since the year 2000 to begin his career with four consecutive games with at least 10 tackles. Like, he showed up and was the guy. It was awesome. Best coverage linebacker in the NFL. That's not even up for debate. Just great. He's going to be kind of the face of the 49ers, and just every year just steps up. Talk about the NFL Top 100, which is voted on by the players. Very flawed system. He was voted 70th in 2020. He was 47th in 2021, 21st in 2022, and then 11th. He's almost a top 10 player in the NFL. And he's number 5 on our roster, which is just crazy. It just goes to show you, like, when you hear Fred Warner at number 5, I understand being perturbed by that. But then you start going through, well, you got a defensive player of the year. You got a quarterback. You got an offensive player of the year. You got a Hall of Famer, Trent Williams. How do you move him up in that? He's in the group. Just where you put him, it's hard to – that's why this whole thing is so stinking hard. And off the field, guess what? He married Sydney Hightower, who was on The Bachelor one of those seasons, and just seems to be awesome. If you haven't listened or watched the Warner House show, it's pretty, pretty great. Just awesome dude. Awesome dude. And if you want to learn more about him, the 49ers put out a really cool video on their YouTube, Hometown Hero. It's like a 15-minute Fred Warner kind of biographical. The more you watch him, the more you see him, the more you just around him, he's just magnetic. And it's very easy to root for this guy. Three-time first team All-Pro 2020, 2022, 2023. Same thing with the Pro Bowls, the years match. Now, let's step back. Because, you know, we had to do this with Kittle as well. Hall of Fame monitor watch list. This dude's number 5 on our roster, and we're talking about a potential Hall of Famer. Pro Football Reference puts out a monitor number. He's at a 44.38. That's his score. All right, what's that mean? He's tied with guys like Tekeo Spikes, former 49er, Thomas Davis, Mike Vrabel. That's where he is currently. After only 6 years, he's tied with those guys. The lowest linebacker score in the NFL that made it into the Hall of Fame is another 49er linebacker, Dave Wilcox, with a 49.88. So I don't think that Warner can get into the Hall of Fame with around that number. He's got to go way higher. Willis, who just got in, has a 107, very, very high up there. And I think it's pretty easy. If Fred Warner can get two more All-Pros, I think he's in. That's 5 All-Pros. He's getting in. Or one championship and one All-Pro, then I think he'd be in. Like, he's close, but he's only 27. If you got 2 to 3 more good years, add in some longevity, he's going to get in. His career is definitely on pace for that. You watch his speeches, whether it's at training camp or the games, he's the one that's breaking down the big group whenever everybody's together. It's usually him or Kittle, sometimes Trent Williams, but like, he's the voice. He's the leader of these guys. It's not even close. You know, again, you go back to it and you just look at, look, I want this dude to be a 49er for life. He embodies everything that the 49ers are about. And he's currently signed through year 9 of his career. That 10-year is everything, and I really hope he gets it. Year 9, that's going to be 2026. But we've got him under contract for 3 more years. Cap hits are big. This year, $12.6 million cap hit. That's fine. 2025, he's got a $29 million cap hit. For an off-ball linebacker, that is huge. 2026, he's got a $26 million cap hit. That's big. So do you restructure, add on some more years? He's already got void years on his deal for $13 million. So you're kind of getting into this tough territory where it's kind of like where Trent Williams is now, where, yeah, you want to extend, but it's like, man, we've got 3 more years on this deal. You just let him play it out. We'll see what happens. But I know this. Fred Warner hopefully will be here as long as he wants to be here. Career earnings, $49.2 million. Freaking awesome. Just look at what he did last year. Four forced fumbles. That's first among all linebackers. 4 interceptions. That's first among all linebackers. 11 pass breakups. That's like starting outside cornerback numbers. This dude is... he's a cheat code because you're getting a great run stuffer, team captain, call the plays, but you're also getting a shutdown corner, but above average quality cornerback play from a linebacker that's 6'3", 230. It doesn't make sense. He's averaged 100 tackles a year since entering the league, played 1,282 snaps last year, which is crazy. Look at his PFF grades, okay? 90.2 overall, that's elite. 90.7 run defense, that's elite. 77.6 pass rush, that's very good. 84.4 coverage grade, that's great for a linebacker. Unbelievable. Now, he got drafted in the 3rd round, and this is fun. I like this. 3rd round, pick 6 in the 3rd round in 2018. Guess how we got this pick? A lot of people don't remember this. That Solomon Thomas, Mitch Trubisky trade. And you've got to give credit to John Lynch here. They were talking about how they had a deal worked out to swap from 2 to 3 with the Bears, and the Bears were going to give up a 1st, 3rd, and 4th, all in that 2017 draft. Well, then the day of the draft, 49ers are on the clock. The Bears call, let's do the trade. And John Lynch goes, nah, we've had some other interest. We're fine doing the trade, but you got to add a 2018 third rounder. They said no, but then agreed kind of reluctantly. The trade gets done. That extra pick that they held out for, it became Fred Warner. Unbelievable. Now, let's damper that parade a little bit. Obviously, Solomon Thomas didn't work out. That 3rd round pick that we got in 2017, we traded. That was Alvin Kamara. That was a huge miss by us. So, but having said that, put things into perspective. If you go to the 2018 draft and you filter that on Pro Football Reference by value, that player is brought to the NFL. Fred Warner's third in the entire draft. It goes Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Fred Warner in that 2017 draft. Like, that's how good he has been. So, yeah, was Solomon Thomas a hit? No, very far from it. But you kind of backed into the best linebacker in football and potential Hall of Famer, Fred Warner. That's pretty impressive. Now, also you look at that 2018 third round, golly, listen to all these players that were drafted there. Arden Key, Oren Burks, Tarvarius Moore, Isaac Yiadom. They did a lot of work that draft. And the only all pros in that third round are Fred Warner, who has 3, and Mark Andrews, who has 1. Very impressive, very impressive. So now, again, jumping back to just career accolades, 766 career combined tackles, 493 solo tackles. You look across the 49ers' greats, Fred Warner's currently 7th on solo tackles at 493. He's going to be 3rd if he stays healthy this year. Like, he's going to jump 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Ken Norton Jr. is currently 3rd with 549. And again, if he just stays on pace, last year he had 82 solo tackles. So if he just does that again, he would be third on the 49ers all-time list. Lott, 721. Willis in first place, 733. That's 2.5 years. He signed for 3 years. Fred Warner's going to be, if he stays healthy, that's always a big caveat, the all-time leading tackler for the 49ers. It's in the cards. It's in the contract. Just got to stay at that standard, which Fred Warner is. That's what he is. And, you know, how can he be better? I don't know. I really don't know how it gets better. If you told me, John, you get the exact year Fred Warner had last year, this year, do you sign up for it? 100% yes. It might have been one of the best linebacking years ever for a linebacker. Not just 49ers. Like, what he's doing in coverage is revolutionary. It's the reason why the 49ers can kind of do what they do and only bring four. Because the hot route reads of the opposing quarterback are not what they are against other teams. You got to be careful when you see 54 out there lurking. So, by far, one of my favorite players of all time, Fred Warner. Absolutely love this dude and just who he is at all times. Comes in number 5 on our list. Can't wait to see him in Canton one day. But before that, 2024, we got to go get that ring, man. And Fred's going to be one of the most pivotal pieces to accomplish that number 6 Lombardi for the 49ers. So for us, we'll just keep counting them down. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Maybe one of the greatest transitions in NFL history, if I'm going to be honest with you. You know, everybody talks about the Packers and, you know, Favre, Rodgers, Love, we'll see. But I'm sorry. Like, I will take, you know, Joe Staley to Trent Williams for 100, Alex. Like, that is what the 49ers were able to do. You know, you make it to the Super Bowl in 2019. Does it go the way you want it to? Joe Staley retires a couple days before the draft. And the 49ers, nothing comes out. Then you trade for Trent Williams day two, not even day one. Nobody even knew. Absolutely incredible. And all Trent Williams has done since he's been here, oh, 3 consecutive all pros. Let's say this, okay? He comes in number 4 on our roster countdown, and I feel like that hurts. You know, in our 4 ballots, 2 was his highest, 5 was his lowest. The problem is, he's old. He's 36 years old, okay? You know, his play hasn't really gone down yet. But he's 36 years old. He's holding out as of recording this episode. Hopefully that changes. But the guys in front of him, offensive player of the year, you know, defensive player of the year, and quarterback is quarterback, most important position. And, you know, this whole, the whole idea of this, you know, rankings is most important to the 49ers in 2024. I don't think Trent Williams is 4. I don't. I was the one that put him 2, but that's okay. This is kind of the way it goes. And whenever you have a team like the 49ers, there are so many potential Hall of Famers on this list. Trent Williams is the only current. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, yeah, Kittle might, Warner might, Bosa might, you know, CMC might. Purdy, who knows? But Trent, if Trent doesn't play another play, he's going into the Hall of Fame. So we'll see. How soon are we going to get him? He said that he's willing to hold out. That hurts. That's going to, you know, that affected this list for sure. But shout out to my man Josh, who's the executive producer of today's show. Big number 71, Silverback. Best in the business. Let's go to one of the 49ers. Let's go to my favorite 49er, Dre Greenlaw. Talking about Trent Williams.
Yeah, Trent's the best player in the NFL, for sure, no doubt. But in that regard, you better know your leverage. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a guy like Trent coming at you, you better know if you're supposed to be inside of him or outside of him. Because if you go down the middle of him, he gonna flatten you. So and in practice, he's not gonna do it. Like he knows how to, like, all right, I got you. But he gonna give you that little tap to let you know, like, bro, I could have really, really got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's never going as hard as he can until you turn on that tape on Sundays and you see just what he can do. But, yeah, he's the best player in the NFL, for sure.
The amount of respect that everybody has for this man, he's going into his 15th NFL season. You look back, you know, we're kind of going out of order here. That's okay. He was the fourth overall pick in the first round in 2010. 2010. This dude has been around for a minute. That draft, Sam Bradford, Ndamukong Suh, Gerald McCoy, then Trent Williams. He went fourth. And just to put this into perspective, you want to know the Niners drafted in 2010? You're going to laugh. Listen to these names. Anthony Davis, Michael Apati, Navarro Bowman. They were drafted the same year. Trent's still an all-pro. It's absolutely bonkers what he's done so many years. It just, the play's not going down. It's not going down. He's a Texas boy from Longview High School out in East Texas. What's up? The Lobos, baby. He even has a Trent Williams Day out there, which is impressive. A lot of talent came through that Longview school. A lot of talent. But Trent Williams, he's not a lot of talent. He is the talent. There's nobody better than him. It's just, he's that damn good. Very active in his community. Last year, partnered with Nike, donated over 1,000 shoes to kids in need. Best friends with Adrian Peterson. They played together at OU, which I hate. They own a gym down in Houston and run that. And that's where Trent Williams lives. That's where he works. That's where he does most of his stuff. A lot of the 49ers linemen go down there and work out with him. The Silverback name is more than just a name. He did a documentary detailing his comeback from life-threatening sarcoma on his scalp. Had to have surgery, all those things. Not only was his career in jeopardy back at Washington, his life was. Like, it was not a healthy situation. Emergency surgery and all those things. Then you had the helmet issues. The NFL wouldn't let him use the helmet that was best for him. It had to go through all this different kind of whatever stuff. And then finally got that solved. But the Washington Redskins, back as they were called there, and Dan Snyder, worst organization in sports, worst owner in sports, almost ruined this dude's career. And he sat out. Holdout's not a new thing for him, but he held out just because he refused to play for them. It wasn't so much about the money, so they were kind of forced to trade him. And this was all happening behind the scenes. Nobody even knew what was going on. Minnesota Vikings offered a second-round pick for him, and the Washington Commanders accepted. Trent Williams comes out and says, nope, I'll retire. I'm not going there. Trade me to Kyle. So the 49ers come in. They offer a fifth-round pick with the third in the future. They take it, one of the biggest fleece trades of all time. Just absolutely, oh, man, not even close. Not even close. And the players that they took, not even that great, to be honest with you. Just didn't pan out. So the 49ers fleeced him, comes in. He's the best. It's three consecutive All-Pros, 2021, 2022, 2023. 11-time Pro Bowler. Now, you look at the Hall of Fame for Trent Williams. He's currently a 71.1 on the Hall of Fame monitor score on Pro Football Reference, okay? That puts him 22nd all-time in the NFL for tackles, offensive tackles. He's already outranked several Hall of Famers. Winston Hill, Jackie Slater, Jimbo Vovert, Dan Dierdorf. He's already ahead of them. He's just behind the next set of tackles. Tony Boselli has an 80.6. Orlando Pace, 81.8. He's at a 71. You get another all-pro year. And again, the question for Trent Williams isn't if he's in the Hall of Fame, it's when. If Trent Williams was to retire and hang up his cleats now, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but might have to wait 5 to 6 years to get in. I'll be honest with you. Now, you go get one more all-pro. You go get a Super Bowl, which he has never had the championship there. Then, now you're talking first or second year in. He's close to a first ballot Hall of Famer. Close. I don't think he's there yet, but he is pretty close. He's in. It's just, he's got a little bit more. And the time off, obviously it hurt him because he got older, But the fact that he's 36, he signed through his 39th year. And you look at the contract. Okay, this year, 2024, $29 million cap hit. Next year, $19.1 million cap hit. And then you get to 2026, it's like a $38 million cap hit. So the problem with the contract negotiation is, man, you've already got 3 years on this deal. Now, there's no guaranteed money, which is what he wants. But how do you've backloaded this so bad that, man, you can't add more void years. He's already got void years with huge cap hits on it. So what does that look like? Now, back in 2022, Trent Williams was asked, what does the future of the 49ers look like? Listen to this answer. This is 2022, Trent.
Definitely gives you confidence in the future. I mean, we're a young team. I'm the old head, you know, obviously, but this is a very young team. It's a very young team. And, you know, as long as they get all of those important pieces under contract, this team is going to be a really good team for a long time, even after I leave. So, yeah, I think, like I said, it goes back to the front office and the job that Cal and John do in their whole department.
Hey, and shout out to him, you know, giving credit to the front office and understanding long after I've gone, this team's going to be good. And the 49ers are going to be good. Losing Trent Williams is a gigantic step back. I mean, catastrophic. Yeah, going from Joe Staley to Trent Williams, amazing. Going from Trent Williams to Jalen Moore, I don't need to say anything after that, right? And that's not on Jalen Moore. He's actually lived up to his draft status. He's backup O lineman. That's what he is. Didn't have a good camp. Didn't have a good preseason. But yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer. Like, you can't step into those shoes. The Niners haven't built to step into those shoes. Trent's going to play this year. Once it gets worked out, he might miss a game or two, which I hope is not the case. But Trent Williams is an absolute beast, and we've got to have him out there. And the holdout's still continuing. He's not with the team, and that hurts. Really, really hurts. You look at what he did last year. PFF grades are still elite. Pass, well, you gave up zero sacks all of last year. 89.7 overall, 79.8 pass blocking, 89.9 run blocking. Elite. Elite. Look what he did in the postseason. 93.3 overall, 90.6 pass blocking, 94 run blocking. His last three games were better than what he did almost all season. He is unbelievable. The 49ers have to have him this year. Is it possible to win a Super Bowl without Trent Williams? Maybe. But I can tell you this, you're not going to be the favorites anymore. Not even close. You got to get Big Trent back. You have to get him. So hopefully the 49ers figure this out. I don't know how that cap situation is going to work. The guaranteed money he deserves. He deserves to be paid more. But this contract, I don't know. You're between a rock and a hard place because you've already got gigantic cap hits, but you got to figure it out. Now, hopefully the Niners do. Silverback, you're the best, by far the best offensive lineman in the history of the 49ers franchise. No doubt about that. I just hope we get to see him play for a couple more years because he's that talented. He said he wants to play till 40. He's 36 now. I'll take four more years of Trent Williams. I'll take that in a heartbeat if he'll play, and hopefully he does. For us, we got three more. We're going to keep counting down. Appreciate you guys.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back, baby. Year six with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie.